last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to the program The Last Savior, and I'm your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, said, "The one who does not know the Imam of his time dies the death of an ignorant." But in this program, we try to give all the important details one needs to know about the Imam of his time. And today we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Kareem in our episode. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, sir. Well, we have been talking about the certain signs of reappearance of Imam, and we have reached a point, Khasfe Beida. I want you to give a little more description about this concept and also about the number of that.
Basically, as we mentioned in the previous session, one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, is an event which is called Khasf Bilbaida or Khasfa Baida, which means that an army of Sufyani, I mean one of his armies, when they are going to the city of Mecca to kill Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in a miraculous way, in a land between Mecca and Medina, which is called Baida, the earth will swallow up the army. So this is one of the definite signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The sign which is related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is only the khasf, the swallowing up in the land which is called Baida.
Okay.
But according to some narrations, there are a number of such khasf, but the other ones are not among the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
The only definite one is the khasf in Baida, in that special land between Mecca and Medina.
Yeah.
But we have other ones too. Somehow they are related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but the only point is that they are not among the definite ones.
Yeah.
They might be, according to some narrations, among the indefinite ones. One of them is called the Khasf in a land called Jabia, which is one of the cities of Sham, the Levant. It has a gate, a very famous one, and it's been mentioned that the second caliph, for example, he delivered a sermon in this place, which is known as Khutbah Jabia.
Okay.
So there is one narration regarding a khasf taking place in Jabia. The narration is authentic, mentioned by Nu'mani in his Al-Ghiba. In this narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Ya Jabir," addressing his famous companion Jabir. The Imam says that, "Stay in your house and do not move your hand or feet," meaning that do not do anything before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Right.
And then the Imam begins to talk about alamat, the signs. And the Imam, addressing Jabir, says that, "Wait until you see these alamat, these signs." And one of them is the following. One of the cities, one of the villages in Sham, which is called Jabia, will be swallowed up.
Okay.
This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 288, hadith 67. Also, Sheikh Al-Mufid has quoted it in Al-Ishad, volume 2, page 372, and Sheikh Al-Tusi in his Al-Ghiba, page 441. We have another narration in which the Imam says that وَتَرَى مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي بِدَمِشْقْ وَخَسْفٍ بِقَرْيَةٍ مِّنْ قُرَاهَا. According to this narration, the Imam is talking about Khasf in one of the cities of Sham.
Yeah.
The Imam doesn't mention the name, but it seems that the narration is referring to the same event. So because of the fact that we have one authentic narration and mentioned by great Shia scholars like Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Tusi, and Nu'mani, we can say that this is one of the signs
authentic
for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
But is it among the definite signs? Of course not, because no narration calls it a definite sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right. We'll discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab, with Dr. Karimi. Dr. Karimi, before going to the break, we have been talking about the event of Khasfil Bagida, which you said that is the swallowing up of the land. The name of the land is Baida. Baida is a land between Makkah and Medina, which will swallow an army of Sufyani who intend to kill Imam Zuma. But however, we have another narrations which say that the swelling up of land will take place in Syria and the name of the land is Jabia.
So this is one of the other events that is called Khasf in Jabia. Another place regarding which we have some narrations is called Harasta with Ha. Again, it's a place in a city in Sham in Syria, some kilometers away from Sham or Syria or Levant.
Okay.
There are some narrations again about the fact that there would be a khasf, a swallowing up of the land in this place, Harasta. For example, in one narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, he of course narrates from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He talks about some of the events. For example, he says that there will be an earthquake in Sham. More than 100,000 people would be killed. And then he says that when it happened, then look at a city or a village, which is called Harasta, and there will be a khasf in this place. It's been mentioned by Nu'mani in his Al-Ghiba, page 317, hadith number 16. Now, when it comes to Shia sources, it seems that this is the only Shia source which has quoted this narration regarding the khasf in Harasta. But interestingly, we have various narrations in Sunni sources about this event, khasf in Harasta. For example, in Al-Fitan, page 124, which is a Sunni source, Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, when the people with different flags, all of them being black, they have a kind of difference among them, then there will be a khasf in Harasta.
All right.
In another narration, Muhammad bin Hanafiya is quoted as saying, of course, he's not one of the infallible imams, but he's quoted as saying that there is a qarya, يقال لها Harasta, and it is called Harasta, يخسف بقارية يقال لها Harasta. This place, which is called Harasta, there would be a khasf, a swallowing up in this place.
Okay.
And in Tariq Medina to Damesh, one of the famous Sunni sources of history, volume 2, page 216, لَا يَخْرُجُ الْمَهْدِي حَتَّى يُخْتَفَ بِقَرْيَةٍ فِي الْغُوتَ تُسَمَّى حَرَسْتَ. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we know that this is one of the common beliefs between Shia and Sunnis. The only difference is that we believe he was born in 255, and according to them, Mahdi will be
born
in future. Although they agree that the son of Imam Askari alayhi salam was born.
Yeah.
So according to this narration, Mahdi will not begin his uprising before a khasf taking place in a place in a village in Ghouta in Syria, which is called Harasta.
Okay.
So regarding the second one, the point is that we cannot rely on the Sunni sources in this regard. And the narration which is mentioned in Shia sources, the only narration is not that authentic. So for this one, we cannot say for sure that, even it is among the indefinite signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yes, we'll discuss more with you, Dr. Karimi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Thank you. back. This is The Last Savior, and we have Dr. Karimi with us, and we are talking about the swallowing up of land. Will that take place in Baida? Will it take place in Syria? Like, is it the land called Jabia, or is it the land in Syria called as Harasta? Dr. Karimi is helping us.
Yeah, and in yet other narrations, we are told of three chasms taking place. One of them in the east, one of them in the west, and one of them in Jaziratul Arab. There are a couple of narrations in this regard. For example, Ibn Abbas quotes the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family as saying that the Prophet says that when I went to Mi'raj, to Isra, on that special journey to the heaven, which is called Isra or Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me the following, that from your progeny, there would be 11 imams. I mean, after Imam Ali alayhi salam, then there would be 11 imams. And the last of them is the one behind whom Jesus alayhi salam will say his prayer. We know that according to many narrations, after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Jesus also will come down from wherever he is.
Yeah.
And he will join the imam, he will support
in the
imam.
Prayers.
Yeah, and he will say the prayer behind the imam, meaning that the imam is the leader of the prayer.
Yeah.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet continues to say that وَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ, because the Holy Prophet asks about the time of this event. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some signs, and one of them is that عند ذلك ثلاثة خسوف, at that time there would be three khasfs, one of them in Mashriq, in the east, one of them in Maghrib, in the west, and وخسفٌ بجزيرة العرب, and the third one in جزيرة العرب. Again, in another narration we read, there are signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. One of them, khasfum bil-mashriq, khasfum bil-maghrib, khasfum bil-bayda. One of them is in the east, one of them is in the west, and one of them is in Bayda.
Okay.
So, putting together all these narrations, we can come to this conclusion that maybe khasfum bil-maghrib, the khasf in Maghrib, is referring to the one that will take place in Sham or Syria.
Right.
Be it Jabia or Harasta.
Okay.
And Khasfun bil-Mashriq, which is referring to a Khasf in the east, is talking about another Khasf, which according to some narration will take place in Baghdad or Basra.
Okay.
And the Khasf in Jaziratul Arab is referring to Khasf Bayda, which is between Mecca and Medina. And this is the only one which is among the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So the one that is for sure among the definite signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is Khasf Bayda. The other one that can be said for sure that it is among the indefinite signs of the reappearance is Khasf in Jabia. For the other ones, we may not have enough authentic narrations.
Resources and narrations. All right. So before the Imam is going to come, we are going to have some definite signs, and one of the signs is khasf, which is the swallowing up of land. And you said, according to the narrations, when we put them together, analyze them, it's the khasf taking place in Baida. It's the swallowing up of land taking place in Baida. So the land will swallow up the enemies of Imam who are coming to kill Imam, who the enemies are the army of Safiyani. And we have many other narrations which say there are other lands which are going to be swallowed up. Jabia in Syria, Harasta in Syria, and some say three swallowings in three different places, one in Baghdad, one in Iraq, one in Syria, and one in Baida. So, well, we have reached a conclusion that Khasf al-Baida is one of the definite signs of reappearance. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, being with us and providing us with such authentic narrations. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.